The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front of him rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He replied, "Please, Lord, let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight, your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight and following him, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the years when I was teaching high school, it happened to be a very wild class, freshman, second semester, thinking that they're almost sophomores, at least acting like sophomores, full of white sugar and white flour after lunch. And so they come in bouncing off the wall. So I asked my guardian angel, "How can I corral this wild bunch?" And he really put on my heart, try to get them to focus on a piece of scripture. So what I would do at the very beginning of class, after the final lunch bell had rung and they were seated and trying to become attentive, I would ask a series of quiz questions. And sort of like Jeopardy, I'd have a science question, a math question. They thought that they were wasting time in class, but they were actually getting a review of the class before with the religion class. And as I would ask them the questions, they would come up with the correct answers. And so after I got them focused that way, then I would open up the scriptures, and I would say, "Now put your head down, but try not to snore or drool on the desk. Just lay still, and place yourself now in the presence of Jesus in the gospel." And so it would only usually be just a couple of sentences, something similar to the gospel that we heard just a few moments ago. Imagine yourself just for a moment. Just maybe you could be the kids for right now. Just close your eyes for a second. Imagine yourself right now being the blind man. You can't see. And you're listening because your hearing is most attentive. And I would ask them, listen to the words, but put yourself someplace in that scripture. "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." The blind man shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front of him rebuked him, telling him to be quiet, but he cried out all the louder, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and asked the man what he wanted. "Lord, please let me see." Jesus turns to him lovingly and says, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." Just quietly open up your eyes. And it would be amazing. Almost every time I'd go around the room and ask the students to share what they had to share, and almost every time we would read a passage of scripture, they would always have a way of coordinating where they were within the relative position of Jesus. And I'm not kidding you. It was like Jesus brought them back to that moment. And it wasn't just the words that they were hearing, but they entered into the word, and Jesus touched them deeply. That's the invitation Jesus gives us at every gospel. And we, this evening, truly can be like that blind man of Jericho. You have come here because you have faith. You have come here because you know that Jesus of Nazareth is present, body and blood, soul and divinity in the Eucharist. And because our faith is weak and because sometimes we're blinded and can't always see what it is that God wants, we are the ones who are crying, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. And Jesus asked everyone here, including myself, this evening, what do you want me to do? Jesus is so hungry to be able to serve us. He calls to us from the Eucharist and he asks us, what do you want me to do for you? And this evening we are praying a very powerful prayer. Please heal us. Please heal our family tree. Please heal those in our families who are still being purified in purgatory. Please cast out all darkness. Please break all curses. Please break all ties to darkness and evil. And because the power of the Blessed Sacrament is infinite, no beginning, middle, or end, it is infinite, we can hear the same words that Jesus speaks to the blind man back to us, and we can know this with great faith. Jesus says, have sight, spiritually speaking, in our hearts, for your faith and my faith and belief in Jesus is truly what saves us. And the beauty of coming here this evening, and in a few moments, all of those petitions that are in the basket before the Blessed Sacrament, the beauty is that power, because the sacrifice of the Mass goes on and on and on our behalf. And even though we may not have been at Calvary, Jesus and our angels can transport us there. And even though we may never have seen Mary or John, we can stand now with them at the cross, and we can present in our hearts all those petitions written down and all those petitions unwritten, and we can beg Jesus at the foot of the cross tonight and say, have mercy on our families. Break the power of all evil. Correct the tendency in me to promote all evil. And in its place, sort of like after you get a root canal, hopefully none of you have ever had to have that, but after you have a root canal, you get all the dead stuff out. What does the dentist do, or what does the orthodontist do, whoever is doing the operation? He repacks it with something good to keep the decay from coming in. That's what we're begging Jesus for this evening. Take away all the decay in our families, all the sin in our families, all the tendency towards sin, any curses that may have been placed on the family, any darkness in body, mind, soul, spirit, body, or emotion. And by the power of His holy cross and the power of His Eucharistic presence, make all things new in our families. What a power we have. What a power we have as baptized and confirmed Christians to call upon the Lord like the blind man of Jericho, begging him, Jesus, please heal us. And we can have the same assurance that Jesus will say to us, you have been heard. Your faith has saved you and everyone in your family tree, both living and deceased. And what's so awesome is that gives the impetus for that grace then to lurch forward into the present and also into the future. God is so loving. He saves whole family trees, not just one person, and it really only does take one person. You know, on a hot summer's day, when the soil that is nurturing your grass, you notice the grass starts to turn brown. You turn on that sprinkler, you let it soak in overnight. What happens the next day? Hopefully it's all turned new again, green again. The same thing is going to happen in our souls in just a few moments before the Blessed Sacrament. We're going to ask Jesus to turn on the sprinkler in our soul given to us at baptism and just water everything in the tree, taking away everything that's not good and replacing everything that is good that flows from His most loving and sacred heart. And we're also going to pray in a special way that He'll combine that with His mother's most immaculate heart. So we're going to be a heart sandwich tonight. You're going to have the immaculate heart on one side of your family tree and the sacred heart on the other. And your whole family is going to be placed in the middle. And according to God's divine plan and will, His permissive will, we're going to pray that all is healed, or according to God's good pleasure. That's the power that we have that comes to us from heaven. That's the healing from heaven. That's the power of the Most Holy Eucharist. That's the power of our prayer. You know, sometimes have you ever gotten so tired thinking, God, are you deaf? How many times do I need to ask? The truth is, you only need to ask once. He'd tell you, no, I'm not deaf. Have faith. Pray with faith. Like those students after lunch, after getting focused, allow Jesus to bring you into the middle of His Word and let Him purify you and cleanse you. We prayed in the responsorial psalm this evening, those who are victorious, that's all of us, baptism, confirmation, hopefully you've gone to confession recently, so you're freed from serious sin, so we are victorious. He promises, I will feed you from the tree of life. When we come to kneel at the communion rail, He is feeding us from the tree of life. And if your sprinkler's working in your soul, all of that power, all of the grace of the Eucharist will flow to everybody in your family tree, both the present generation, past generations, and also future generations. What a great grace we have to be here. What an honor it is, what a privilege it is to be here this evening, to pray for ourselves, for our family members, both living and deceased, and to know that Jesus means what He says. Jesus means what He says. Have sight, for your faith has saved you. May we continue to grow in the peace of Christ, and let us pray for one another. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.